I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Has this ever happened to you? It's a perfectly good day. The weather is not obnoxious. You've got work to do, and you're happy for the job that pays you something. Your assignments are set. The agenda is full. Meetings and appointments are all locked down for the day. Boy, it's a zippity-doo-dah day. You're doing your job when suddenly your mind takes a detour. You see something. People eating leisurely at an outdoor cafe, and you wish you had time for that. Or a carload of people with beach balls and umbrellas packed in the back, obviously going on a vacation somewhere where there is sand, sun, and water, and you begin to think how great it would be if you had some time off to do the same. Or you're seeing someone buying flowers or plants, obviously going to spend some time in the garden today, and you begin to think, oh, I wanted to do that this summer. One moment you were enjoying your day and your job, and the next moment you were feeling left out, deprived, and stressed out. You know, I'm working and they're on vacation. I never get to eat lunch leisurely anymore. Everybody is trying to get somewhere for the holiday, and I'm chained to a full agenda. Who set this agenda up anyway? Poor, pitiful me. I'm too busy, too involved, just overwhelmed, underpaid. Poor, pitiful me. Poor, pitiful me. Well, nothing really has changed about the day except your thoughts. What started out as a pretty good day with you doing a pretty good job ended up with you feeling deprived, stressed out, anxious, and in a blue mood. You know, you thought yourself into a bad day. Paul writes to the church at Philippi, "Think on these things, whatsoever is good and pure and noble." Paul writes in the 4th chapter of Philippians in the 4th verse, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Wow. It's as if Paul knew that somewhere along the way, a believer must get in control of their thinking. Well, this doesn't mean you ignore real pain, suffering, crises, or challenges. It means you become aware of where your thoughts are leading you. You can use your thoughts well, or you can let them drive you into stressville because of some perceived wrong. Today is a good day to become aware of where your thoughts are leading you. If you need to put on the brakes, then remember Paul's suggestion. Think on these things. Substitute a godly train of thoughts. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Enjoy the day God has given you and the work assigned to your hands. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. And by the way, put that cafe lunch on your agenda this week, okay? And then give yourself a break. Whether you do get a real vacation or you have a staycation, give yourself a break this week.